Okay, so the story. Now again, I am inspired by Star Trek. I mean, when I look at it again, it's ingenious in a way. And what is remarkable about it is that it became such a hit, although many thought up there in the Hollywood tops that this is never going to work. Should be like Star Wars, war, conflict. So I think it's worth studying. And I got this idea now for the story, because I've been feeling and thinking and scheming and plotting for a while, since a few months back actually, to develop the other world station, as I call it, more, the Burloka realm, in the Burloka realm. And now, because when I watch Star Trek, I always think like, you could make a similar series, but rather than having that team on a spaceship flying around through space here in this space, far away, albeit far away in different galaxies, and you know, going with the warp speed and all that, wherever they are, but. And it's a lot of tech talk there, right? Electronics and magnetism, and plasmas and lasers and waves, radio waves and this and that. And biology, chemistry. So it shows that vision of the future of the universe, or at least the part of it that is populated by human-like beings, that this is what is the progress. This is how the future will be. This is, we will continue going on that, improving our technical steel and copper and silicon and so on based technology, and it will be so fantastic. It'll be AI and all of that. So they got that direction, of course, which is the direction that science fiction has traditionally gone. But what if we rather place such a kind of a story in our multiverse? So I have already been using this term, other world station, which really describes the way I envision it, the way it is actually existing in our story already. It came there already during the first POL phase. That yes, throughout this story, there will be a storyline from the earthly level, a storyline from the Bovar level, and so on. I mean, we can include, of course, we already have the Goloka level. And anything in between there. So we have placed it in our Puranic cosmos here. And here you have in the Burloka, just close to Earth, basically, just across the river, so to speak. A nice place. And it's populated by, the way I've envisioned it so far, and maybe that's a good way, is that it's like a, if you think of some beautiful ashramish, or not too monkish, nunish, but more like you have a garden there, and then you have a little like the Mayapur complex there before the big huge temple dropped down into the middle of it. Something like that, a nice park for walking around in. A little Villa Vrindavan, beautiful nature around. Just a very pleasant environment and beautiful buildings around there. They could be, well, a little tinge of the Chinese, a little bit of the Scandinavian. Just create something out of this most beautiful, traditional, very organic, but not in a creepy organic, but just like we find in, well, here in Sweden, older architecture, Gamla Stan, and or rather in the small towns all over the place. Gamla Stan is more of a crammed big city, dark place. So we build something like that, and it could actually very much be taken from the Scandinavian style. But anyway, we would just make some. And there are these nice buildings, and in one of those buildings, there is the Room of the Wise. Beautiful, nice room, but somber. And along the walls, around the whole room, I mean, it could look a little like say Victorian England, but again, mix Chinese, European, even Japanese architecture into a beautiful room meant for distinguishable or distinguished wise people, I mean, really masters, both men and women. And they stand there, they have, each one has a kind of a seat or place there around the wall, and they sometimes just sit there and have a good time together. And but then in the middle of that room, all kinds of things can happen. And one thing they can do is to just open up some kind of, I don't know what, a field or so, where they can look into the earthly realm anywhere they want. And this is actually much of the purpose of this whole other world station that they have built here in Burloka, although they themselves belong in much higher lokas and levels of the great cosmos. And this has been built by, maybe it could actually be that, like kind of Gaudiya Vaishnava branch here of all the beautiful traditions. Those who came here from Earth after leaving their bodies, And then, whoops, here you are. And here is then the, here are then the Acharyas, Bhaktivedanta Swami, these are the ones who basically started that Gaudiya mission. So when you come out from this shadow land and you are a Gaudiya Vaishnava, then yep, you will, that's where you come first, and you're taken care of very nicely. So sometimes someone is leaving the body and whoops, they are taken care of, lifted and come into that room where they're, yeah, received and welcomed and taken care of. You can go this way and have a nice time here, just relax, enjoy yourself, get used to it. So we show this whole reception hall, you could say. But then sometimes, oh, there's another room, maybe, I don't know, a little smaller, where some real more, how to say, finer level monitoring and interaction is going on, where sometimes, for instance, you see someone down there on earth, and they're all going around and they're really trying to serve this Gaudiya mission, this Sankirtan mission. And then those sitting there in that room, they're trying to contact those devotees, those, yeah, oh God, in dreams at night. And some, they start to wake up and become more sensitive to that contact, and I mean, down there on earth. So they find themselves sometimes, if you see it from the earthly perspective, as, oops, they're just sticking up their heads into that strange room there where there are these beautiful, very kind, wise people sitting and helping and healing and just very positively, but also giving them some instructions or guidance. You know, this is what you're supposed to do with the real ears you have left, and just straighten them out when they go astray, which is easy to do in there, in that thick illusion. So we can show these rooms, these different people there, and we have then our, I think at least, well, someone maybe that we know from Cow Island or something like that. And anyway, so here we are, not in some spaceship, but in a special room with powerful persons who can contact other worlds. Of course, they are already in the other world, as seen from Earth, where people are doubting that there are any other worlds. So for them here, Earth, realm, the Shadowland, is just one of the realms, but one of the most interesting too, because this is really where fate is being set, the karma is being performed, where the show is going on. And here they are more backstage, something in a pleasant environment. And so we kind of show that these Gaudiya Vaishnavas who have been on earth now hanging out in that place, which looks a little like one of those ISKCON Krishna temples and ashrams. And therefore I said, we can use New Vrindavan as a bit of a Villa Vrindavan is a bit more, maybe New Vrindavan too. I don't know how it looks there today. As a reference. Another, I mean, there's beautiful places in ISKCON actually. So yeah, and in this way they become like the pitas. You have the parents in the Pitri Loka, and maybe they are also invited, so they are hanging out there also, the relatives and parents, and it's not that there is a wall between those two, especially not for our, for these Vaishnavas that you find here. So, yeah, so they are helping just as parents at the same time are eager to help their children who are still on earth, still in Shadowland. So we also have the wise ones and their, because I'm one of those on earth now, friends who passed over, and they will, of course, as which I would want to do, stay there for a while and help out, give good ideas, guidance in whatever way I can to those who are still down there. So yeah, this is what I wanted, that much of the action, maybe not the central action, but one of them actually kind of on par with the earthly action when it comes to how much it's appearing there. Yeah. And then there's some Cow Island action, but very little action, because we are drawn into this Shadowland too. And we, as participants in the story, we also have to kind of gradually wake up to what's going on here. So in the whole story we put this going down and learning, being down there in the Shadowland and then coming up again. And so the viewers, the audience, they will have to go through that too in a way. So that's a good idea. So then into that setting, we could introduce any kind of interesting adventure if we want. I mean, we could take even the Star Trek concept style, today, this episode, this is going to happen with, and I don't know, maybe not, because then everything that happened will be just happening from that other world station, which I think is a limitation of Star Trek. Always the same team, always the same room, but it's amazing how they got it working. Here we have different storylines, okay. But this is one, and this one is kind of central in a way. What is the center actually? And first you may see this earthly realm as a center of it, but then boop, you come into that other world station, or the other world, and it comes in a little first as a kind of, how to say, you just sense that there is another world and people there, and we can be an end of war film here or series. Well, death is, of course, under discussion here a lot. And when someone dies, what happens? Well, whoops, here they are in the other world, which we then introduce more and more as our story goes on here. which of course is happening in life also, that you don't think there is anything called death when you were a kid, and you hear about it. And gradually, people get more aware of, also many more people get aware of the other side, and that there are other worlds beyond this, and life after this life, and so on. So we can introduce it this way gradually. Leading the unsuspecting audience into a, or out into a cosmos that they never expected to be led into. That's a good way of doing it. And well, there are plenty of different beings. Just like with, if we should stay on the Star Trek parallel here for a while, or inspired by, they meet all these incredible beings, right? In incredible places, which of course today could be much more incredible and beautifully made. This, I guess, was a low budget production. Both the characters and the places. But here we can make any places we want as beautiful and realistic as we want today. That's completely possible. As big or small as we want. And all kinds of fantastic characters. And of course, if we make it as an animation, 2D animation, then we are completely free. So, yeah, that kind of opens, and it sets the scene here, right? Opens up the cosmos for this story to happen in. Thank you, Hare Krishna.